Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Well, men, I thank you for taking the time to do our podcast this morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. How about you, Mike Spivey?
I'm doing well. And I joke about the time because today's lesson is a man in his time, the stewardship of life. And we're talking about time today. And I guess just between us three, we've had some time trying to use wisely to actually record this podcast. So we do want to use our time wisely. And men and listeners that are listening, I hope that you'll make the time as well to listen today, because it is a man in his time. So guys, if you're all right, we'll just jump right into this so we can use our time wisely today. I just want to start off by saying a few things about time that I think is important. Obviously, time is a big issue. It was Patrick Morley that did a survey that he conducted that basically was stating that one of the men's greatest fears and failures is how to use their time properly. And that's why when Justin and I were talking earlier today about marriage counseling, and when I do marriage counseling, premarital counseling, time is one of the subjects that we tackle because it's one of the biggest causes of stress in marriage. But listen to these statistics. Y'all tell me what you think about them. Before the Edison light bulb, and that was invented in 1879, the average person slept 11 hours a night. Now I think it's down to somewhere around seven, and I know very people who get that. 15% of teenagers say they only get the recommended amount. So we seem to have less time than ever, right? Another interesting fact, in 1967, a Senate subcommittee told us that by 1985, listen to this, by 1985, the average American would work only 22 hours a week for 27 weeks a year. Isn't that funny to think about?
Wow.
And everyone started panicking because they thought that the main problem in the future will be everybody would have too much leisure time. And now the average American works more than 4 hours a week than we did in 1979. So it seems to be that time's an issue, right?
It is an issue. And the development of things to save us time really has probably cost us more time.
It has.
Just keep up with technology and how much it changes. And, you know, I know I watch my wife sometimes struggle. I struggle trying to keep up with technology. And, you know, some ways we're thinking this ain't helping us now. And we're going to kind of put it to the side because it's taking us longer to figure out how to use it to get the benefit of it than it is to actually start using it.
Yeah, absolutely. But so few of us, really think about the way we use our time. And I know we've quoted this a couple times. I've heard different people quote this. I don't know who it belongs to. I've heard it that Corey Ten Boom actually said it. But it is a quote that most people have heard. If Satan can't make you bad, he'll make you busy.
Right.
And this busyness that we're living in is the great killer of redeeming the time that we're going to be talking about here in a second. So a good quote by Francis Chan. He said, our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at things that really don't matter. So if we're talking about time and our greatest fear should be at succeeding at things, spending our time at things that don't matter, what do you guys think some of the things that really matters are? What are some things that really matter, how we use our time?
I would say, you know, obviously family and, you know, our faith, personal time with our Lord and Savior as he ministers to us, time in his word, putting time in to go to maybe go exercise or, you know, go to church during the week. All those things require, you know, scheduling and, you know, investing in your own children, and those kind of things require just intentional, you know, intentional approach, because it's going to get away from you. Weeks fly by for me now. Days fly by. So, you know, just trying to keep up with what we're supposed to do and stay on top of that. So if we do miss opportunities, a lot of times I'm finding we really can't get them back because that window moves fairly quickly. And if it moves quickly, we're, you know, we miss out on a chance to, you know, speak into our children's life, or something else catches our attention. And before you know it, we're Thursday and this happened on Monday and we haven't even thought about it since that encounter.
Absolutely. You said that the days fly by. Somebody once said, especially when your kids are young, that the days are long, but the years are short. And you know that, Keith, because your kids, some of your kids are grown, and it seems like, man, some of those days where they're crying at night or not wanting to go to bed or fussing, those are long, long days and tiring as parents, but the years are short. And time's one of those things that once it's gone, it's gone. And we're going to talk about how to redeem the time, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:16. But so today, I know, Justin, you were talking about walking and getting your health back. Is that going all right, by the way?
Doing well. And, you know, definitely that's something I think a lot of people neglect, you know, is giving time to the physical elements of their life.
Yeah.
If you don't give time and attention to it, you know, if you neglect it, it's just going to, it's going to cost you.
Right. And I brought that up because I went for a walk today and I've been trying to eat healthier. I've put on more weight than I really ever have here lately. Just that winter weight, it's easy to do. And I'm just be honest with you, it's fun to do. I like to eat. You know? I like to eat things that aren't very good for you. I'm a Baptist pastor. I'm always eating somewhere or something.
Bless God. Amen.
That's right. potluck, or depending on where your theology is, it could be pot providence. But anyways, so here, at least at this stage of my life, I think, Justin, that if you lose your health a little bit, for the most part, you can gain that back over time, exercise, eating right. I've known people who lost a lot of money. Dave Ramsey's a famous one who's gained it back. But time is one of those things. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
You can't get it back, right?
That's right.
And I wish we could. So if we're going to talk about succeeding at things that really matter, you guys are right. I want to read to you Ezekiel 22:30. This is what matters. This is how we ought to be using our time. He says, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on my behalf, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one." And so the things that really matter is that Francis Chan is saying, are we going to be men who make time to be useful for the master? I mean, we're living for a time that we're not going to be living for one day, that we're not going to see one day. I told my men last night around our small group tables that hopefully our kids outlive us. That's the goal. That's the plan. But we're not going to be around forever, and we're living even now for a time that won't matter. And I think it's a good question to ask our listeners, especially our men. Are we doing anything with our time that has the potential to live forever and last forever? I think that's what it means to really succeed at the things that really matter in life.
Yeah, and I think a big part of it is identifying the things that we're wasting time, you know. And today, you know, with all the time-saving devices we have, those same time-saving devices are also the time-wasting devices.
And that's a good point.
You know, when you talk about screen time nowadays, I mean, the amount of time, and I'm not just talking about the kids, you know, they're the ones that get targeted most of the time. But, you know, I've sat in, like, waiting rooms and stuff before, and it's not just a teenager on their cell phone. It's everybody. I mean, mom and dad, you know, they've got the games out. Everybody's sitting on their cell phone. And so just the amount of screen time that people have. In fact, I saw one stat one time that was the average retired person, 60 and above, spends 4 to 6 hours a day watching television. Mm. So screen time isn't just a young person issue. Nope. It's a humanity issue, especially in America. And so everybody's doing it. And I think that's, like, if you were to pinpoint one area where we waste most of our time, and it just has to be a cell phone, it's screen time altogether. I mean, we like to be entertained. And so that's where we spend a large majority of our time. And I don't know about you, but I just, like, for me, that when I get to the end of my life, I don't want to, you know, look at the percentage of it, and a large percentage of it was spent in front of a screen, you know? So I think that's one of the biggest ones that takes place.
Yeah. I may remember this. Growing up, I remember going to my grandfather's house. We'd leave and take the 20-30 minute drive down to almost downtown Atlanta, and family would get there together, and we would hang out a little bit, and the Atlanta Journal Constitution would pull out, and everybody would have a page. You know, they got the page in front of them reading the newspaper. And I know, you know, you can go through the newspaper fairly quickly and find stuff that you want to read. But, you know, with the technology that we have and the phones that we have that's constantly with us, and you can always access it, you know, where that newspaper might be, you know, somebody might pick it up and set it aside. You might even forget where it's at or possibly throw it away. But I remember looking around the living room and seeing somebody, not somebody, but most everybody in the living room, at least the men, reading the newspaper, trying to check out the scores or reading about the city that they were living in and all that. So I think there's probably always going to be something that gets in the way if we're not careful, and how we get intentional to make sure we're focusing on what really does matter, giving our time to stuff. And not that what they were doing didn't matter, but, you know, I think anything, if we're not careful, could take away from the time that we need to give it.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.